blackest podcast in the world.
Hello and welcome to Full Metal Slacket, the official podcast for the bracket-style tournaments about movie and TV-related topics hosted by the Slack community of the Filmcast podcast. We're back. We're very tired. We're here for our episode 6 of the Action Slacket. And Paola, welcome back.
Hello. Thank you.
How are you feeling? Are you ready to tackle the results? Are you ready to be done with the Slacket? Or just ready to go to bed?
I'm ready. I have a dinner, actually, so ooh. I'm not going to go to bed.
Still have to go.
Yeah, and I'm so sleepy already. I'm always sleepy.
That's your secret power. All right. Good. So this week, it's just the two of us, no guests, no producer Jason, which means that I'll have to edit it, which means that we will keep it short because I don't want to edit a long episode. Therefore, let's get to the Slacket duty. Do your duty. I won't put the sound file in, so I'm just singing it. Did you watch anything?
I did. We rewatched. So I've mentioned how the boys are going through the Mission Impossible movies. And so
right.
I rewatched Rogue Nation with them, which is very good. I still think I like Ghost Protocol a bit more, but I really like Rogue Nation as well. So yeah, it continues to be very good. And then I also watched The Flash, which, have you seen it yet?
Yes, I talked about it last week, I think.
Oh, yeah. And I hadn't seen it yet? I don't know.
Yes.
I liked it. I thought it was fine. It's so interesting to me, the discourse in the channel. Like, the people that hate it really hate it, which...
Yeah, it's interesting. There's some people who say, like, how can anybody even like this? And then there's others who are saying, oh, this is very fun. And a lot of people like us in the middle who are like, yeah, it was not bad.
Yeah, it was fun. but yeah, the way some people hate it is like they were describing The Room or something, like the worst movie ever made. And to me, since it's all like the superhero movies already blend together, I'm like, is it really that different than like all the other ones we've seen? You know, so anyway, I thought it was fun. I laughed, and it has. Did you recognize who plays Ezra Miller's mother in the movie?
No.
So her name is Maribel Verdú. She's a Spanish actress, and she is the sexy lady in Y Tu Mamá También. If you ever saw that.
I did see that, but that was a long time ago.
Yes. Okay. I saw her and I was like, oh, and she also, she's also in Pan's Labyrinth, but it was so weird because I'm like, I'm not, what are you doing in this movie? So nice. Anyway, that's what I've seen. What about you?
Yes, I just saw the new film Across the Spider-Verse in the cinema. So I'm literally just coming back from that. And it was great. I thought it was very, very good.
Yay. Did you like it more or less than Into the Spider-Verse?
I feel in terms of animation, I probably liked it even more because they experiment with more visual styles and it's so dense and so much happens and it all looks beautiful. And yeah, in terms of the plot, I mean, it's half a movie, so it's hard to judge. Like, I'm optimistic that the next one will be also very good, and then the two of them together will be very, very good. But like, as half a movie, I'm hesitant to say that it's better than the first one, which was very complete in itself. Yeah,
yeah, I like the first one more as well, but I like this one too. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. The animation was. I need to rewatch it though because I think. And we had a lot of issues in our screening, like a lot of people had with their audio in the first week.
I heard about that.
Yeah, it was so low. I couldn't hear anything. So like all of Gwen's intro, I have no idea what she was saying. Like,
wow.
I'm like, I guess this is moving. And I was the one who was like, I'll go outside, you know, and like talk to the person at the movie theater. And so I missed some part of it. And then it was super hot in our theater. So we need to go again.
Yeah. I mean... I would recommend it because it's very good. And also great action. So, you know, it's,
yes.
I was lobbying for the first one to be included because I had recently rewatched it and I also remembered it for like having very good action set pieces. And this one also does. So, yay.
Well, that is a great segue to our topic of the week.
Ooh.
Which is, what are your favorite action scenes or fights? Or then you came up with it.
Yes. We planned this a long time ago, and therefore we carefully did a lot of research and looked, and so we probably did not forget anything. So if we don't mention any scene, it's because we really disliked. Yeah. Do you want to start?
Yeah, I can start because I think I'm a terrible person to talk to about this specific question because I tend to like space out during action scenes. It's when I get bored. Like they start fighting for a little and then like, oh, they're fighting. And then my mind starts to wander and then I'm like, oh, they're done fighting. Okay. Like
my favorite scene is the one where they stop fighting and start kissing.
Yes, exactly. So when you mentioned this like a long time ago, the first thing that came to mind, I think, is the least action scene ever, because I was like, oh, my favorite action scene is when Tom Cruise comes in from the ceiling in the vault in Mission Impossible 1. And then I'm like, yes. He's like completely quiet. And
he moves just very slowly.
So I'm like, I guess maybe that doesn't count.
He's fighting gravity.
Huh? And sweat. You know, it's like... So I guess that doesn't count. So then my mind could only go to Mission Impossible movies.
Well, like, thank God there's a lot of them with a lot of action scenes.
Yes. Because I even try to think of movies like I love, like Edge of Tomorrow or Terminators, that I just rewatched the Terminators. I'm like, is there a specific action? Like, I can't think of them. So... I did think Terminator, like when that guy melts, that's pretty cool. but in Mission Impossible, basically the three that came to mind was in Ghost Protocol. I guess is that action? He's climbing the building thing.
It's more action than the one where he's just hanging.
So that one, yeah. I like that one. And then how like he falls in, I like that. And then in Ghost Protocol, I think these two count. Sorry, in Fallout, these two count. One is the helicopter one. That is very Absolutely. Memorable.
Yes.
Yeah. And like who That's fights in a helicopter?
On my list.
Yes, that one is very memorable, and the way it ends, and he grabs the thing. Like, that one's great. And then also, I really like the one in the bathroom in that movie. When they're like in this party and they go to the bathroom. And
what's the guy? Superman recharges his fists.
Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill, yes. Not Army Hammer.
Yeah, not the cannibal one.
Alleged cannibal.
So yeah, those are my favorite action scenes.
That's good. It's like two of them even had action. So yes. The Mission Impossible Fallout is great because it has a lot of memorable action scenes. So I just wrote down the whole movie, which is contrary to the purpose of this topic. But anyway, I also like a very good one is in Old Boy. There's the scene where he fights his way through a hallway of goons with a hammer.
Yeah, I mean, I watched that movie like in the last 2 years and I have no idea what you're talking about. So.
Wow.
I probably looked at my phone. Like, oh, he's getting out or whatever.
Yes. Then I wanted to mention like one John Wick scene, and there's many, of course, and they all involve action. But there's one in the third one where they have a fight which involves throwing a lot of knives, and that was very cool. Then in The Last Jedi, there's a scene where Rey and Kylo Ren fight in the throne room of, I want to say, the Emperor. That's not the Emperor.
Snoke. I remember that one. I remember that one.
That was very good.
Yes. I like that one. Yeah.
Yeah. In Scott Pilgrim vs. World, I like many of the action scenes. So I won't mention the first fight against the first evil ex because it comes so surprisingly, because up till then the movie doesn't have any fight scenes and then just erupts into comic violence.
I need to rewatch that one because I don't remember it.
Yeah.
But I remember the whole movie, not just the action
yeah,
scene.
Yeah. I mean, there's of course, various fights against the various exes. I like them. Then there's one you probably haven't heard of. It's a movie called Why Don't You Play in Hell? It's by the director of Tokyo Tribe, the film club favorite. And in that film that ends is with a big action showdown where a group of, or two groups of Yakuza fight each other while being filmed for a movie, but they fight each other for real and a lot of people die and it's very fun. And two more, the one which I don't know if it's the best scene, but for some reason I remember it still many years later, and that's a scene in the movie Hobo with a Shotgun. Not otherwise not a very memorable movie or a very
I've never heard that in my life.
It's have you seen what was it called? Grindhouse from Tarantino and Rodriguez, where they had Death Proof and Planet Terror, the two movies. No. And in between those two movies, they played a lot of fake trailers. One of them was called Hobo with a Shotgun, and then they went and made a real movie out of that fake trailer.
No, you just said like a bunch of gibberish to me.
Yes. You can catch up on all of these until next week.
It's as if I were just naming like random rom-coms like Love in the Boulevard.
Yes. And anyway, in Hobo with a Shotgun, there is a scene where out of nowhere two weird masked science fiction people appear. They're called the Plague, and they just make their way through a hospital and kick people, put nooses around their necks, and shoot the nooses at the hospital ceiling to lynch people. I don't know. It's really weird. But it's stuck in my head. It's very cool. And also last one, and I have to mention it because I cannot not mention it, and it's from a Fast and Furious movie. And I will take one scene from Fast and Furious 6 in the climactic fight on and around a plane on a very long runway. There's a scene where The Rock and Vin Diesel team up to fight some bad guys in the plane, and Vin Diesel jumps across the plane for like several meters to deliver a flying headbutt against some bad guy, and it's very cool. And I cannot watch this scene without shouting BAM when that happens. I'm physically incapable of not saying that when that happens. It's awesome.
That makes me think it sounds something like from RRR or something. Like,
yeah, probably. It's close. Actually, RRR has a very good fight scene also in the beginning where the one guy fights like the 200 soldiers or something.
Oh yeah, that's good. Also the one when he fights a tiger, I think it's good too. Yeah,
true.
Although I like when all the animals let loose in RRR and and they all fight. Yeah, I guess RRR. That's other of my scenes.
Yeah. All right, and that's all of them. So
nice.
Good. Let's start our look back at the results from the last round, where we had only four matches. So I think we can just go through all of them. Do you want to start?
Yeah. So 29 people voted, which has been the average. And then there were no close matches and there were no upsets. So all of them were like fairly decisive wins and the higher seed won. So the first one is Die Hard beat Fallout 21-8. I was one of the eight that voted for Fallout.
I think me too.
Yeah. But, you know, makes sense. And then the next one is Mad Max Fury Road beat Burnout Identity 23-6, which I think I voted for Mad Max. And then you want to go the next two?
Yeah. So the next two are, we have Terminator 2 against Edge of Tomorrow and Terminator 2 1 22 to 7. And with that, I think Tom Cruise has left the slacket.
Yes. Boo.
He dominated for a long time, but he cannot fight the final four. And the last match is another streak ended because The Matrix wins 27-2 against Casino Royale, the unlikely James Bond movie that made it all the way into the Elite Eight.
Yeah, I wonder who those two people that voted for Casino Royale are.
I mean, there must be some James Bond fans, but
yes.
Come on, it's The Matrix.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. Any of these matches you feel particularly sad about?
Yeah, I feel sad about Fallout. I like it a lot more than Die Hard. And then I not particularly sad because I like Terminator 2 a lot, but I'm really sad to see Edge of Tomorrow go. I think it's a great movie. And I think it has inspired me to rewatch it.
Yeah, I should rewatch it too. I think I've only seen it the one time, but I really liked it.
So. Me too. I think I only saw it at the movie theater, actually. And then that's it. That was always a name. And then they changed it to Live, Die, Repeat, right?
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, same pretty much. So those two, I guess.
Yeah.
And in both cases, I wish the other one had won, I guess.
So, oh, you I wish mean, so, it...
Yeah, I mean, sometimes of your favorite is out, but you still like the other movie, so you cannot feel too sad about it. And in this case, yes, I also like the other movies, but I don't think they're better than Fallout or Edge of Tomorrow. I don't know. All right, so let's look at the predictions.
Yes.
Where we had... Yeah?
I have a note.
Oho.
Producer Jason has been pushing to remove DICE because it serves him. But in the history of the Slugget, we have always allowed ties. And that's why there have been tie winners before. I think twice it has happened.
Ooh.
And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I won one of them as a tie with Paul for, I think, Christmas or something. And then there was another tie. And we never look at, like, the tiebreakers. And, like, in the podium, we would usually have, like, first place. And it was a three-way tie. We just would just have those three and that's it. So I am going back to talking about ties.
All right.
I mean, there's still things to happen. So who knows what's happened at the end. But as of right now, there's a few ties and I left them there. but yeah, you can go now.
Okay, let's start at the bottom where we have still Tim with Gerard Butler is tired of numbering his brackets. Well.
What a fall from grace.
What a fall. Yes. But I mean, he has Die Hard winning, so he still has the chance of making some ground.
Yep.
But on the other hand, probably not that much that it will mean anything. But still, he may move out of last place. So otherwise, at the bottom, close enough to him, we have Kenneth with Witness Me and Shrug Emoji. Do we know who that is?
I don't think so.
Okay. They have 75 and 73 points, so a couple more than Tim, but still far from the top. So then I guess we should move closer to the top, where we have in sixth spot the chalk prediction. Less chalk, more rock. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess this means that our seeding was really good this time.
Yeah.
But also... We don't want chalk to end up on the podium, do we? No.
No.
So let's mix things up in the next round is my suggestion. Don't go with the obvious favorite and also go with the ones that I predicted. So then I see we have a tie.
Yes, a tie for fourth place.
We will not be taking comments at this time. So, tied for fourth place are you! Who knew?
Yes.
And Paul.
Yeah, with 109 points and the same score potential.
Nice. And you both have Terminator 2 winning. Interesting.
Yeah.
But with a different opponent in the last round. So that'll actually decide which of you will make it higher.
I think I had Mad Max going through.
Yep.
Okay.
And Paul has Die Hard.
Interesting.
Yep. Then we have in
the top three, which remain unchanged, probably since like round two. Like, this is unprecedented. No, or like since round three. I don't know. What round are we in? I just feel like it hasn't changed in a while.
Has not changed, especially since last time we had like everybody had the same final four. So like last round really didn't matter at all for the top spots. I mean, not really anyway. There was like some outliers who got pushed further down, but everybody else more or less has the same final fours.
Yeah.
And then I guess Jason and I had, although Jason was ahead at first and then I caught up to him, but I was all the time in, close enough.
Yeah. So third place remains Gretchen with 110 points. And then tied for first with 115 points is you and Jason.
Yeah. And it's actually, I mean, it's very close. All of us are very close together at the top, I would say. So it really, whatever the order is now, it really matters, of course, who will win the final round. But then in some cases, even who will win the penultimate round. So this round that we're going to vote for now, it's actually, in my case, it will be very important that this round goes my way. Because otherwise, even if the Matrix wins, I don't think I would be ending up in first spot. Because there is Zach Pappas in seventh spot right now, who also has the Matrix winning. And he has a different opponent in the last round. So,
Yeah, for me, we already know that no matter what, I won't win because Gretchen is 1 point above me. So
it's actually the same problem. I don't know. I haven't done the math on this one, but like Jason, who's in the same spot as I am, has Die Hard winning. And then, of course, Chalk also has Die Hard winning. And then we have like Jenny in 13th spot right now, who has Die Hard winning, but against the Matrix. So I think even if Die Hard does win, but it goes up against the Matrix in the final match, then maybe Jason will not even, I don't know. As I said, I haven't done the math, so maybe the point difference is big enough in this case. But I'm pretty sure that for me it will not be enough.
Yeah. Let's see how it goes. I'm worried about the Matrix versus Terminator because, so the next two matches, we basically just have two matches
left. I'm also worried about it, but in the opposite way, I guess.
Yes. The two matches left are Die Hard versus Mad Max and Terminator 2 versus The Matrix. And I had Mad Max and Terminator 2 going through.
Yeah, I have Mad Max and The Matrix. So.
Yeah, but the way the Matrix has been dominating.
Yeah, I was feeling pretty good about it, but then Jason sowed some seeds of doubt. And now I don't know anymore. Because like he made a good argument that maybe Terminator had the harder opponents and also maybe Die Hard had some very strong support. So I don't know.
Yeah, anything can happen.
It really can. Even though we haven't had any movement in five rounds, like now at the end, it's getting very tense.
Yes,
it's almost like a Tom Cruise action scene where nothing moves. But just one drop can make all the difference, you know.
Now, can Tim win? That's the question.
Yes. When we all do surprising write-in votes for RRR and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and bring them back into the final four, then it's anyone's game.
So what are your last voting recommendation?
I mean, I really have two, but I didn't want to go against your recommendations. So I will say that people should vote for Mad Max Fury Road because it has fantastic action. It's a very, very good action movie. Die Hard is also a very good movie that has action in it. It also has some great action set pieces. So I think it deserves to be like in the final 8 or 16, but I don't think Die Hard belongs in the final match. and Mad Max Fury Road does. So vote for Mad Max.
Nice. Good argument. I say vote for Terminator 2 versus The Matrix. Now, I love both of these movies, but for some reason, Terminator 2 just feels like more of like a action movie.
Even like though you feels... cannot name one action scene.
Exactly. Even though I can't remember anything. Like The Matrix, somehow it feels more like sci-fi, which I guess Terminator also is. But there's something about it that just makes me, or I don't know. It just makes me feel like Terminator 2 deserves more the win for the action prize than The Matrix. The Matrix is more, I don't know. I don't know what's the word, but it's that.
Well, I promise not to argue against your pick, so let's end the episode.
Thank you for coming to my eloquent TED talk.
All right, and yeah, happy voting, everybody, and I'm really looking forward to seeing the results, because I expect that they will probably both be close. Probably.
Yeah. Gotta be close. I think so too. Yeah, yeah, I think they have to be close. Yeah.
All right. Thanks and bye.
Bye.
Duty.